Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu Reš intervjuja. Z nami v studiju je Massimo iz Tria Zoo, legendarnega Power Tria Zoo, ki nastopi nocoj v ciklu Defonija v klubu Gromka na Metelkovi. Stvar se začne ob 10:00, pred njimi pa nastopi še domač trio Y, torej vabljeni. Povabili vas bomo še enkrat ob koncu oddaje, zdaj pa se pomenimo z Massimom in zasedbi Zoo in njihovo vrnitvijo na odre. In vsem, kar je zraven, med drugim tudi nov EP. So, hello, Massimo.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
In the middle of a tour?
Yeah, in the beginning of a tour.
Yeah, it's great to have you back with Zoo. Now, for a few years, you were absent from the scene. We know a bit what Luca was doing with other bands. He was also here, but and we got some news. But could you maybe tell in brief what was happening in these years? With a new drummer and what you were up to?
I think what happened is we played for 12 years non-stop. Yeah. We played like 150 concerts per year. So at one point we just needed to stop, you know.
Okay.
It was really too much. And so everyone went to do different things and the old drummer left. And it's not easy music. You cannot just replace a person like
course,
this. You need to find a good person to play with and the good drummer that you really want. So we were looking for this and we all took some time to do other things with our lives. Yeah.
But what was the cause for the Jacopo leaving, or is it too personal?
No, I think he went to play with another band.
Who is he playing now?
This band called the Bloody Beetroots. It's electronic stuff.
Okay.
He doesn't play drums.
Okay, so, but then you were trying some different drummers, right?
Yeah, for a short period we tried different drummers and then it really didn't work out. And so we decided to just drop it, you know? Like when nothing works out, you just, you know, what can you do? And so we took time off. I took long time off from music altogether, you know? And Luca went on and did Mambo.
Yes.
And then at the end we had the idea, both of us, that the only drummer that we really wanted was Gabe Serbian from the Locust, you know.
Oh, because, okay. How come? Did you know him before?
Yeah, because we played some gigs with the Locust in All Tomorrow's Parties Festival in, okay. In UK, and then in London too. And we were shocked, you know. I mean, when you play so much, it's not easy to be shocked by other bands and musicians. And we were shocked by the Locust live, but especially with Gabe. Oh. And we were both like, we really want to play with him. Oh, you know? Okay. And so it worked out in the end, and we're very happy.
Yeah, so, and then when you found him, you just started working on the EP?
Yeah. I went to San Diego, to his hometown, and we worked on the DCP together. We wrote it together.
Yeah, we heard the first song and the second song, yeah. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Yeah.
The EP is called Good Night Civilization, and I wanted to ask you right away, is it the title of this song kind of tribute to Angus MacLise, like Dream Weapon or this kind of stuff?
No, I didn't think about it, but yeah, now that you tell me.
I got the association. Yeah. Because I was reading you were traveling in Himalaya. And
yeah,
stuff,
I
found that you have a bit new aesthetic, maybe with some suggestions in the titles, maybe suggest, could you maybe talk about that?
Well, you never know when this stuff comes from, really. Yeah. No? Maybe it's stuff that you read one day, then you forget, and then comes back another day, 1 year later, and you think this is a good idea. So you never quite know these things, where they come from.
And what was your, how did you feel about this new EP? I mean, it was probably done very quickly to have something to come back, or what are your approaches? I mean, did you just want to do a short thing to say, like, we're back? Or
yeah, this was the idea, and being very direct, this was something we were trying to do with Zoo since a long time, like being more simple every record, not elementary, you know, but just direct. And be able to say what we want to say with less ornaments, you know?
Okay.
Not going around, just saying one thing. And so this was the idea, like condense all our music in 10 minutes, you know, and say, this is us, we are back, and this is how we sound like.
Yeah. And what are the, so how is the vibe now in the band? You're working on new stuff?
Yeah, in July we stopped for 10 days from this tour and we record a new album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, no, the vibe is great, it's great. It's like, for all of us, it's like starting again, you know, same energy as the beginning when you're really, really, every gig is important.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Like, it's no routine, it's, you put all your energy in every minute, and it was something was missing in the end, and probably that's the reason why we had to stop, you know, because it was not so
because
much
anymore. But it was your three from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
So, what's the new material like? Or, I mean, what's your direction you're taking?
Well, of course, when you call someone like the drummer from the Locust, you know, you have an idea.
Yeah.
And it's like adding another ingredient, which is very, very brutal.
Yeah, of course.
Know? And we always tried, I mean, we never made plans for the music we want to play, you know, it's very, in a way, it's very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is a reflection of the times we are living and, you know, the politics and society, you know, that is our way to reply and not die of desperation because of all the stuff here around. So I think it's, when you see a lot of hard stuff, you want to reply in a very hard way.
Of course.
You know, and so Gabe is a perfect drummer for it. And I think we are more solid than ever. Already after four gigs, I feel that the band is more solid than it ever was.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. So, but this also, this thing you were talking about, replying and the reaction to the what's going on around you, is something that's really connected to your background from always, right? You were coming more from the squat hardcore scene.
Yeah. We come from the hardcore scene, and for example, in this tour in Rome, which is our hometown in Italy, we had many offers from festivals and stuff that wanted us, and we decided to go and play in a squat, instead, you know, is because it's the place where I used to live and the place where we saw for the first time, I don't know, Fugazi, Harry Rollins band, all the stuff we grew up with, you know. And so, and we play with the Indigesti, which is a hardcore band from the early 80s from Italy. And we decided that this is our declaration for, you know, for our cities. Like, we are this, we come from here. And when we come back, we want to start again from this place, you know. Not go for the big stage, big money thing.
So maybe you could tell us just for the end, what's the live set like these days?
Live set is the new EP. So the three songs from the new EP, three songs from Carboniferous, which was the last one, and three new songs.
Three new songs.
So it's, like, so that will go on the next album.
And how do, just one more thing I wanted to ask you, how do you approach, I mean, you have a long career span, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe some of the collaborations you had with other people were more along the route of improvisation and free jazz also. But recently, I mean, since Carboniferous, there's been really not that much of it. So how do you, I mean, how do you see this evolution through the years? I mean, do you still do some improvisation live, or just satisfied, like, more song-oriented stuff?
No, I think at the moment is very song-oriented. Yeah. It's very solid, and it needs to be like this at the moment. I think it was our way, because we don't come from music schools, you know?
Yeah, correct.
So it was our way on the road to learn, and we had the chance to play with other musicians and learn a lot from them, you know? So this is what, how we learned, really. Not only to play the instruments, but how you have an idea, you can translate it into music. So I think less and less we needed that, and so we started to work more on the structures. Right. Yeah.
So, and this is also the direction you're going in the future?
It looks like.
Okay, so I would just like to stop with wishing you a good concert.
Thank you.
Good luck with your work in the future, and we'll just invite the listeners again for the concert. Tako torej bil Massimo Pupilo iz ZU, basist, gonilna sila. Žal nismo imeli več časa, da bi se še kakšni temi posvetili, pač stvar je malo zamujala, tonske vaje in tako naprej. Še dobro, da smo jih dobili. Nocoj vas vabimo še enkrat na koncert v klub Gromko na Metelkovo. Defonija je to cikel, začne se ob 10:00, vrata se odprejo ob 9:00. Prvi nastopijo Y, potem pa seveda pač trio ZU. Hvala. Čau.
Intervju Radija Študent.